the actual spin of the simulation is lower than the spin of the initial data. And this is a plot here that's showing this. Maybe the red curve is Bowen-York initial data, which is one of the more popular initial ways to make initial data. And this is a plot on the horizontal axis of the actual spin that you end up with when you start the simulation. And how much on vertical axis is how much the spin has dropped due to the initial relaxation from the initial data. So the black hole horizon absorbs some mass and junk radiation is emitted. And in that process, the spin drops from its initial value. For spins around 0.5, this isn't so much, below 10 to the minus 3. But as you approach spins above 0.9, to end up with a spin of 0.9, you're actually starting with a spin almost 0.1 higher. So for Bowen-York, you actually start out with a spin of 0.985 in order to end up with a spin of 0.92 or 0.928 or something like that. And the way to get around this is to use initial data is to use different initial data. So the two green data points I'm showing here use initial data that's based on a superposition of two boosted spinning black holes. And you see for both of these data sets, which are the ones that I'm also showing on the lower plots, they're able to end up with spins farther, closer to one after this relaxation because the spin is dropping a lot less from its initial value. So we have a couple of simulations that we've been looking at with this. They're all preliminary. This is several orbits, about 8 orbits of an in-spiral. I haven't tried to reduce eccentricity yet, so the trajectories don't look very pretty. I'm just showing this to emphasize that we're doing some in-spiral simulations. These haven't run far enough to merge or to die yet because of some problem. So I have to wait and see how these are going to go and what we'll have to do to be able to get them to merge. In the meantime, to look at mergers in a little bit more easily so that we don't have to wait so long for the orbits of the in-spiral, this is a plot from another simulation, which is the spins start out 0.95 on both black holes with equal masses, but they just fall together head-on, and so they'll merge a lot more quickly. And this is a plot in red of the spin of the individual horizons and then green the spin of the final horizon. So the individual spin starts out at 0.95 and stays there throughout the brief plunge. And then the spin pretty quickly settles down to about a factor of 2 lower, which is what you would expect because the spin has doubled, but the mass of the holes has also doubled. So the spin over the mass squared should go down by a factor of 2. And this is just a picture of what this the individual and the common horizons look like, and the color is showing the shape where red is it's bulging and it's squashed where it's blue. And I'd be happy to answer any questions or talk about details I don't have time to go into now at the poster session. So.
Okay, so next up is Maria.